supersedes everything, and that's
really
why it's so important. It supersedes your will, any separation agreement or property settlements you have, any court orders, anything. It doesn't, it takes it out of probate. It happens automatically.
Wow.
And so.
Is that true of IRAs and 401ks too?
Absolutely. And what I'm going to be saying about the TSP beneficiary forms, yes, is also true of the beneficiary forms on IRAs and 401ks.
Dang.
And the, you know, if you don't do this properly, as an example of what could go wrong, your TSP could go to your ex-spouse instead of your current spouse. If you don't have a form, then your account's going to be distributed according to a legal order or precedence, which might not be what you want at all.
Or it could go to the motorcycle-riding ex-stepson of your ex-spouse's ex-husband.
Money that could have stayed in a tax-deferred account for as long as 80 years might be have to be taxed in as little as 5. And, you know, your heirs could end up in a legal fight, you know, for instance, well, for a lot of different reasons. So what your listeners need to do, and it's not hard, is first of all, check your quarterly TSP statement to see the last time you filed a designation of beneficiary.
If it's before or after your divorce.
Yeah. If you've had a change of, you know, family situation anyway, then you want to fill out a new one. Check your annual statement because that lists your primary beneficiaries, but not your contingent beneficiaries. So if your form is old or if your beneficiaries have changed or if you did not list contingent beneficiaries on the form, then you just want to file a new TSP-3 form, which is what it's called. It's on the TSP.gov website. And it allows you to indicate your current beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries, the percentages that they will receive. It will cancel any previous designation of beneficiary forms you have. And then once you fill it out, all you need to do is mail it to the TSP. Don't give it to your human resources office. Mail it to the TSP after you sign it and you have two witnesses sign it. And then keep a record for yourself. Keep a record with your will and other important legal documents so everybody will know what the situation is. And this will mean that, you know, when you do die, at least it'll be a smooth transition for this money.
So even if other things aren't designated, your house, your whatever, if this is designated and has a beneficiary form attached to it, then it doesn't need to go into probate and that money would be released immediately?
It does not need to be to go into probate. Money will be released as soon as a beneficiary sends in another TSP form.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, you know, you've died, they include a copy of the death certificate, and then they will receive their money.
Boy, dying takes planning.
Dying takes planning, and, you know, lots of people die without doing sufficient planning, and it leaves their heirs with a mess, and
mm-hmm.
it's too bad because they're dealing with the emotional, you know, tragedy that you've died. Then all of a sudden they have this big legal problem because you didn't take care of things.
And those things, Art, can take years to sort out, can't they?
It can take years to sort out, and if it ends up in a legal fight, it could be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. And, you know, this is so simple to do. It doesn't cost anything. It's not like a will, which is more expensive and more complicated, but everybody should have a will. But this is something that everybody can do on their own, you know, late at night, download the form, take care of it, have two witnesses sign it, make sure the witnesses are not beneficiaries. And then you're done. It's just so simple to do. And remember that this beneficiary form is only for that specific TSP account. If you've got a 401k or an IRA, they need their own beneficiary form.
And they almost always send you some sort of beneficiary form, but a lot of people, you know, bag it and don't send it back. And it's
either they don't send it back or they've done it, you know, 20 years ago, and it's just no longer relevant.
That's a very good point. Thanks so much for reminding us about that, Art Stein. We appreciate it.